It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
You don't have the same thing I do here in New York. You guys, you let your dog out in the backyard, the dog pees, the dog poops, and then you get on with your life, right? You don't clean up the poop, do you?
No.
Okay. So in New York, when you walk a dog, if you're wondering where the poop goes, we pick it up and we throw it in the trash. And that's true for a lot of parks and places like that. So there's a woman in Tennessee and she's walking through a park with her dog. And it's one of these like big parks with trails and stuff like that. And she walks through this trail and this guy walks up to her and says, "Do you have some water?" And the guy's weird, just like, no, and just tries to walk away. Mm-hmm. And the guy grabs her arm and starts punching her, like tries to hit her. Mm-hmm. Well, she's walking her dog and the only thing she has to protect herself is the dog poo. So she takes the dog poo, I guess turns the bag inside out and shoves it in the guy's face.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, I think about that a lot. Like, I will be walking down a street and it's sort of like, it's a little, like, I'll be in a neighborhood that's just a little hinky and I'll be like, I don't really have any weapon, but I do have this dog poo. So I'll be like, you know what? I'm just going to continue walking with this dog poo in my hand and throw it out when I get closer to home because this could be my weapon. And I always think about that. And I'm like, but would anybody ever do that? So here's this woman. So she shoves the dog poo in the guy's face and it stops him. But not completely. He starts running after her. So she's running. He's running. He goes and grabs her again. And she has her phone out at this point. She's dialing 911. He steals her phone. He's got the dog poo over him. He steals her phone. She's screaming and running with the dog. And she happens to bump into somebody else walking on the path and is screaming and uses their phone to call 911. So the cops show up and they bring more dogs. They bring the canine team. They track him all the way down to the water and they figured, oh, he must have gotten on a boat and escaped. So they're like, oh, this sucks. Like this guy with the poop on him is gone. They put it all over social media and I guess he had gotten out of his boat and went somewhere to like wash the poo off his face and somebody saw him and recognized him and called the police. And they
got Mr. Pooface.
Mr. Pooface right there. How do you not go get Mr. Pooh? It's Mr. Poohface.
Mr. Poohface didn't wash it off in the lake, which he really wanted water. I feel bad for the guy because the guy just wanted water. And he put poo in his face.
No. He tried to attack this woman.
Oh,
they said he tried to kidnap her. I think he tried to rape her because he kept trying to pull her down into the woods with him. And he kept punching her. Like knock her out, you know.
So Mr. Poohface got caught.
So he got caught. Yeah. So they put it all over social media and somebody recognized him and called 911 and they showed up and they arrested Mr. Pooface.
I wonder what the photo looked like. Was it like a police sketch artist? No, more poo. More poo on the left side.
So the pictures I saw of him, it was the guy's face, which was still a little dirty. And they had poo emojis all over his face.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, poor guy with the poo emojis.
See, the thing I worry about you is your dog is huge. Your dog is bigger than you. So your dog has got to drop some loads.
Yeah. He poops a lot.
That it's a lot to carry, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to attack me when I have his poop in my hand.
So what do you do with the poo? So now you got the poo. You got the poo bag. Which is probably a plastic bag, correct?
No, well, I use newspaper. I pick it up with newspaper.
Oh, okay. So, but if you didn't, you would use a plastic bag, which is illegal in New York because you can't have plastic bags.
No, you can have plastic bags. You can have your own plastic bags. You just can't ask a store for a plastic bag.
Okay. So you put the giant poo in the newspaper.
Yeah.
And you're walking with the giant poo in the newspaper and you just throw it away.
Yeah, there's outdoor trash cans all over New York City. our trash cans are full of poop.
I just worry about that poor guy that has to go now to the trash can that's full of huge, massive poo in plastic bags and newspaper.
Well, at first I felt really bad for the people who work for the garbage men who have to then go take that stuff and throw it away. But now I feel worse. There's this whole team of people, at least in my neighborhood, that go and collect bottles and cans because, you know, you can bring them in for like 5 cents each.
10 cents, whatever.
Yeah, 5 cents, 10 cents. I don't even know what it is anymore because I just throw them out. they go through all the trash cans. So they have to go through the poo to get these bottles out. And they're all fully masked and they have gloves on, like down to their, it looks like they're like a hazmat outfit on.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel terrible for them that that's how they make their money. That's their side hustle.
See, that makes a lot of sense about you, because you would, if we were driving in my car and you had to throw something away, you would have me pull up next to somebody's house and you would throw something in their trash can. You do it all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think that that's the worst thing you could possibly do as a human being. It didn't bother you at all. You did it all the time.
To use somebody's trash can for trash? What's wrong with that?
You just can't put your trash in somebody else's trash can.
What's the difference? It's all going to the same place. Who cares whether it's your trash can or my trash can? It's a trash can.
I don't want you throwing your trash in my trash, because you probably have murder things in your trash and you're going to put it in my trash and I'm going to go to jail because there's a murder weapon in there.
Okay, I don't have murder weapons in my trash. But that is something to think about, actually. Like, if there is a crime in your neighborhood and they look through your trash to try to solve a crime or find evidence, and you have put your trash in. So if you're going to put your trash in somebody else's trash can, make sure it's like the nice old lady that lives on your block or somebody that you know is not going to have committed a murder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, judge that carefully.
But now Marconi poo is all over the city.
Well, no, I mean, not all over the city. He poos in the same place every day. So it's really in just one area. And what's so funny is, it's this one building. Okay, so this is a tree that he always likes to poo on. And it's next to this building. And the building was like, it was falling apart. It was a mess. And they used to have these like crappy old trash cans that looked exactly like what Oscar the Grouch would come out of.
Right.
You know, where like those
the metal
old
ones.
The metal ones, but like with dents in it and stains. It was just a disaster. So I was always putting Marconi's poo in those. Well, so they redid the entire building. They have these pretty little planters outside and they have all of these little trees and plants and, you know, do not let your dog pee here. They took the trash cans and they bought this big, beautiful black. I don't even know what it is. It's like a look like they got it like some fancy garden store, and it's quiet. You lift it up. Completely quiet. That means for the people that live above the trash cans, they can't hear you coming in and out of there. The trash cans are now all plastic and they have locked lids on them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to very carefully, you lift the thing up. It's nice and quiet. You unlock the thing. You open it up. I put Marconi's poo in there. I close it back up. I lock it up and then I slowly close it down. It's not that they don't want, they're trying to be a deterrent. But look, no one's stopping me. That's where my dog has been pooing there for 12 years. Sorry.
So what if you can't find it? Well, I guess you can find a trash can anywhere. But what if, will you just carry the poo around for blocks and blocks?
Yeah, I've done that actually. So a lot of times if there's a parade or there was a bomb scare in my neighborhood. So during parades, they move all the trash cans because
they're afraid
someone's going to put a bomb in there and, you know, mess up the parade. So they take away the trash cans.
Like giant shit. I'm not putting a bomb.
I mean, so most of the time I can't take it with me because there's nowhere in my building to throw it, really. So I have left it there.
On the street?
Well, if they've taken away the trash cans or there's a parade coming through or I know I'm not going to be able to throw out his poo anywhere, I'll just leave it. And I'll just wait for the rains. Wait for it to the rain to just wash it away.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what New York smells like right here. Because Cooper's not putting the poo just on the sidewalk. She's putting the poo next to other poos on the side of the sidewalk. So you're putting the poo next to poo next to the pee.
I will tell you that a lot in my neighborhood, not all the poo is dog. Some of it is absolutely human.